Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Yud Ches, and we got up to Yud Zayin Mid Beis about the 10-11 lines up, but the two dots Mechusar Begadim. So that was one of the another psulim that listed in the Mikdash, in the Mishnah, that the Kohen would do the Avodah in the Mikdash, the Mechusar Begadim, not wearing the. We'll see, it's the not correct amount of Begadim. We'll see as we develop this in the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Minolan, how do you know Mechusar Begadim is no good? Minolan, Omer Rabbi Yevohu, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Umatu Bo, and it was attributed, Mishmei, the Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Shimon, the Omer Kroapa says, Vechagarta oisam avnet Aaron Vonov, Vechavashta lehem migbo ois, Vechaisa lehem kahuna, Lechukas oilam. So the Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh describing the Big Day Kahuna, the Gemara Darshan is like this, Bizman shebig dehem alehem, the time when a Kohen is wearing their begadim, then kahunosam alehem, then there has it there, the kahuna is there with them as well. Ain big day him alehim, but if the begadim are not on them, ain kahunosam alehim, then their kahuna is not on them as neither, and therefore it would be possible. There is a chakir that the achronim make about the big day kahuna. Is that a din in the kohen, or is that a din in the avoda? So nafminu, I guess if a zar would be doing the avoda as well. The Sefer Achinuch discusses this in Mitzvah Tes. Tzaditas, 99. So it says the Sefer Achinuch, in the understanding why there's Mishor Sheha Mitzvah, Hayesoda Kavulana Ki Ha'adam Nifal Lefi Pu'uloso. Right? This is the famous idea that the Achinuch has over and over again, that we're formed according to our actions. Va'achre Machshlosov Hakvonosov. Right? So the way we act affects the way we think. V'ashliach Hamechapir Tzorech Shalehat. So the coin's working has to be focused on what he's doing. So he should wear special clothing that's designated for this, this exalted job that he has. When he looks at any place on his body while he's doing Yavoda, he'll constantly be reminded when he looks at his, we'll see, from the ankles to the wrists, he says, I know what I'm doing now, I'm serving Hashem in the base of Migdash. So he compares that to tefillin, which are worn at the edge of our body, assuming the tefillin should be Rosh. Now, there's a kasha though, because if the tefillin would remind us of what we're doing, so why would a kohen wear the tefillin as well? So he says, he answers on kasha. Afa pi shegama kohen hayamaniach tefillin legodel inyono hayitzurich gamze. You're right, he is wearing tefillin also, and that should have kept him focused. No, because the korbanos is the greatness of this inyan, so therefore he has to have the big day kahuna and the tefillin. Omin hatama ze nemar. Nomar, shenis chayvulios orech hakutones al kol gufo al lemalem in ha'akev ma'at. Right, it has to go all the way down the pants, all the way down to his ankle, his heel, really, right, a little bit above it. For orech beis yad shaloh ad pas yado, it goes to the edge of his wrists. Vamitz nefes the headgear orka sheish esrei amo makifo berosho kidei sheyira oisa bechol eis sheyiso enav. He'll see it when he lifts up his eyes. Va'avnei the belt shechogu b'masnav, goes around him orko shloshim u'shtayim amo, very long. U'makifo machziro gufo kerech al kerech v'nimsa shemargish bo bechol eis bezosav mitoch gavho beroiv hefkefus ha'hef Hahef Kefin Hazros Nogus Bo Al Koponim. Right? Okay. So because he'll have this belt, all these clothing is to be a constant reminder, having his body covered. Vechose Rai Lama Shamarti Lamore Lamoida Al Haemes. Right? Mevachish Beinin Kavod Labayis Lavoda Beyos Vahover Melvush Melvush Meyucha Lavoida. Besides having these important clothing, Kevar Kesavnu Kiba Hagdos Habayis Humoroi Yis rachachu sham libois hachoitim v'yashuvu el Hashem. So when a person is so, I would say, impressed by this and so inspired by the grandeur in the malchus of these begadim, that would help him to do a greater tshuva. There's a nice idea I saw also in the Birchasidus L'Shas on this line. He quotes from the Shem Yishmu and Miketz. Vayigash, says Avodas Kohanim hi pnimius vitzina. So the Kohan was like an inner type of Avoda. Lechein hei matzrichim kisu begodim. That's why they wore clothing. Ve'ilu ha-Levim, but the Levim, we don't find big day Levim, big day Kohanim we find, right? So Avodasim yoisu befarhesia, they did it more publicly. V'haramas kol, they used to sing. Al-kein ein behem inyan lebegodim yichodim. So therefore, that's why the Levim don't have special clothing for them, because it's more of a external type of a vote that they do. Okay, back to the Gemara. V'ho mehacha nafka, right, is that the halacha we learned from there? No. Mehosa nafka, we learned that from a different pasuk. Titanya learned, minayin l'shtui yayin she'im over chilel. How do you know if the Kohen who had been drinking, not so much, but he drank something, that the vote is no good? Don't drink any wine or any intoxicating drink. This is immediately said after Aaron, sons, not of Nevi, who had died. And to make a chilik between the Kodesh and Chol, right? More talks about, we'll see in a minute, about not paskening while one has been drinking, because you have to be able to make accurate distinctions. So the Gemara continues now. Mechusim begodim v'shlo rochutz yadayim v'raglayim minayin. So how do I know, the Bryce comes on, if I know the person who was not wearing the right amount, the incorrect amount, or if he didn't wash from the cure his hands and his feet. So now on a Yud Ches, Tamalomer Chuka Chuka. There's two Psukim Gezer Shava. So what are these? So one of them is talking about the Big Day Kahuna. Where's that? Let's open it up. The Pasuk is describing. This is Pasuk Mem Gimel. V'hayu al Aaron v'albonav bevoam el oel moed o begishtam el hamizbeach lesharis v'kodesh v'lo yisu avon v'mesu. Chukas olam lo ulazaro acharav. So the first pasuk by talking has the word chuka there, and it's talking about the begadim. And then when you have by the requirement to wash, that's in Perek Lamed. Yeah, chaf aleph. V'rochatu yedehim v'raglehem v'lo yamusu. You have to wash the hands. V'haisalehem chok olam lo ulazaro ledrosam. So again, from this is the what it calls chuka chuka. It's not the exact word in the pasuk, but that's the shorsh of the word, and that's the gezeirah shava. So therefore, we link them all together. So it comes out, then you already have a source now for the halacha that if you're mechusa gebadim, it's pasul. So it says no. I mehasim. If it was them, sahavamina hanimili avoda dezar chayav lemisa. This would be for a type of avoda that a zar would be chayav misa. Aval avodesh de ein zar chayav lemisa. But if it one that a non-kohen would not be chayav misa, se aim alo. So I would think, so maybe what's it called? Maybe he wouldn't be an apostle. So therefore, kamash malan. No, it tells us that the halacha applies in all these cases. Rashi says on the third skinny line, arba voidas zrika v'haktora v'nisa chamayim v'hayayin kelafinu v'perek beiz v'seder yuma. Right, so that's, it's learned out that those are the actual avodas that they make it no good. Okay, so ashkechan mechusar begodim. Good, we found now a source that it's possible if you're mechusar begodim. Shtuya yayim minon. What's the source now for if you have been drinking, the kohen drinking, that it's no good, right? So osya chuka chuka mi mechusar begodim. So we're going to learn out from, we just all got the same gezeirah shava now, right? No, v'hatana lehavdil bein. Konosivle, right? So he's already learning this out the opposite direction. Mekayimid leikum gezeir shava. Now you're saying that this whole thing, you have the gezeir shava. No, it's the opposite. Once you have the gezeir shava, then you can learn out the opposite way to the case of shtuya yayin. So which one is it? V'hatanya mechusa begodim hudika yalef mishtu yayin. We were going the opposite way. So the one says, no, really, each teaching, hachi ka'amar, minayin shelo nechleku bein mechusa begodim shtuya yayin. Right? How do you know there's no chiluk, there's no distinction between if you were lacking the begadim, or if you drank, or if you hadn't washed your hands and feet from the kiur? Tamaloymer, that's what it comes to teach me. Chuka chuka ligazei reshava. So that's why you have all these same words used, phrases, I guess, to link all three. That's at the end of the day, that's where it comes out. Ella lahavdil lamali. So one second. If we know this now, that shtui yayin is learned out from a gezeira shava. So back to the one who said lahavdil, right? Being kodesh lechol. So what's he's going to learn out for? Lichdu rav. So he's going to learn it out like Rav said. What does that mean? De rav lo mokim amora alei. Right, he wouldn't put up an amora here. It literally means like the word amira, to speak. You know, he was the one, Rav would say this shir, but he was the one who would have the loud, booming voice, who'd be able to project, and he would be the one who could actually say it loud for the shir. So he wouldn't have that. I mean, mokim amora kale means he wouldn't give shir. When? Miyomatava lechavre. He wouldn't give on from one yantiv to the next day, right? Why? Mishum shichrus. Because there was an inyan of drinking. Right, as the Gemara Pesachim says that ein simcha ela v'basar. That's when you had the basar. That's from the shlomim, the korbanos that were brought. And now post Beis Hamikdash, after the korban, we said ein simcha ela v'yayin. Right, yayin yismach levav enosh. The wine causes a person's heart to rejoice. So that's what the Gemara says over there in Pesachim and Kuftes. The big question that everyone asks on the Rambam, the Beis Yosef points this out, the Rambam combines the two. The Rambam says, Ein simcha el b'basar v'yayin. So it sounds like at first glance, you're mixing two things. The Gemara said basar, right? And then that's korbanos. But if you don't have korbanos, you have yayin. So the Yamshal Shlomo has a teretz. He explains, no. When we say basar, it didn't mean any basar that you could eat. You know, you're having a barbecue, because the base of Megish is standing, I'm just going to have meat. No, you had to have basar from a korban. But when the Gemara over there says that yayin also, it wasn't coming to take away from basar, it meant you have to have basar and yayin. I would say the level of simcha that one got by bringing a korban when the base image was standing, so you can't do it. So you have to have something else to supplement that well. This is the way the Yamshal Shlomo explains. So you have to have that as well. So you have to have the boss of a yayin. For Al-Koponim, what do you see? You see there's an Indian to have yayin, right? Okay, maybe it's on Cholmoid also, but certainly on Yom Tov, there's an Indian to have yayin, and therefore that's why Rav would not give shir on those days because he had been drinking. I heard Rabbi Rosner once quoted from Rabbi Neuwirth, used grape juice because he was constantly being asked grape juice for the arbikosos, right? Because he was constantly being asked shilas, and he had to be able to be allowed to answer them when there's a Rambam over here. Where's this Rambam? Yeah, is it avoid? Okay, says the Rambam in B.S. Hamikdash. Where is this? The Rambam talks about a kohen being drunk. This is Hilchos B.S. Hamikdash Perek Alf Halach Alf. Kol kohen kosher lavoide im shosa yain also lo likanes min hamizbech lifnim. He can't enter into the. That's an aleph. Skip a little bit to Tesvav, year release. That's a buzzword in the Rambam. Obviously, we know that when the Rambam uses it, means he's saying his own chiddush. Shekol kohen hakosher la'avoda inichnas min hamizbech lifnim v'hushuyayin o shikur mishar hamashkirin o peru arosh. He hasn't got a haircut in 30 days. O kuri begodim like an avak der shekoyin al hamesim afu bishlo avod avoda harei zeloke. Ooh, so that's a chiddush. The Rambam says that even if he didn't do anything, he just by the mere fact he walked in. Well, he walked in when he was shikur. That is, he gets malchus. So the Ravid and the Ramban argue on this, right? Says the Ravid over here, ze lo matzos, right? Ella kishahu korev lemizbeach shikach shana b'toras kohanim, right? You have to actually bring a korban. You have to do a maisa, but simply walking in, the Ramban says also on the minyan hamitzvahs, just walking in is not enough. Okay. Continuing now in the Gemara. Akati mehocha nafka. Still, really, we're going to learn it out from this idea with the big day kahuna, with Aaron. Mehosam nafka. No. Venasnu b'nei Aaron hakohen. Right? So it's given over to them. Bekihuna limed al kohen gado shalavash big day kohen hedyot v'avod avoros apsula. So you learn out that if a kohen gado will be wearing the less normally he's supposed to wear 8 and the Kohen Hedyot wears 4, then it is possible that what's it called? So it's not only a question of not wearing, it's not it's not wearing the correct amount, I guess is how we could phrase it. There is a Ramban. The Ramban says in Parashat Tetzaveh, on the pasuk says that the big tikkun are described as lechavod ul'tiferes, right? That the covered for honor and for splendor, for glory. So the Ramban says it's an inyan of royalty. Shiyeh nichbad mefor b'mavushim nichbadim mefo'arim kimo she'amar hakasov kechosen yechachin pa'er, right? Like splendor, I guess. Ke'ela ha'begon levushim malchus heim. Because the Big Day Kahuna says the Ramban are levushe malchus. It's royalty, right? I guess we could add to this as well that we only find the term Ketonis Pasim two places in Tanakh. We find it in the beginning of Vayeshev when Yaakov gives to Yosef the Ketonis Pasim. The only place you find the children of David HaMelech with Tamar, and over there in Shmuel Beis, I think, that the idea of they're wearing the Ketonis Pasim over there, so there's certain clothing that royalty wears, and the Kohanim are wearing their Big Day Kahuna as well. Okay. Yeah, here we go, says the Gemara, Ime Hosam. If I learn the halacha from over there, Sahavamina Hani Mili Avoida de Ma'akva Kippurah. This would apply only to an avoider that would be ma'akiv, getting your preventing you from getting the Kippurah. Aval avoida de lo ma'akva Kippurah, but that it doesn't, meaning, right? For example, like you know, putting a fire on the mizbeach. So then, lo, that wouldn't apply, right? So therefore, that's the pasuk. No, the really this halach applies even to those parts of the avoda that are not ma'akiv. I vakati still you learn over there me'ach nafka me'hosam nafka. You learn on from Archu b'nei Aaron hakohanim es hanesochim. They arrange the pieces, right? The fats and the heads. They put that all upon the maracha, the wood that's on the fire, right? Right. The hakohanim biki hunan mikan the kohen head yoshulavish big day kohen gadol va'avod avodas psula. So now from here you learn that you have to bring the right amount. If a kohen head you're wearing more than the right amount, if he put on all eight of the kohen gadol, so that's also possible. Or it says ime hosam havmina hanimili chisur. Aval yitur lo. So if I only had that play, I would think they would apply when you were wearing the smaller amount, right? Meaning a coin girl is only wearing four. But if you had the opposite, we just said like a coin head who's wearing more than that, that wouldn't apply. So kamash balon. No, comes to teach us that it's wearing, whenever you're wearing the incorrect number of begadim, that's where this halach applies as well. Okay, good. Continues the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. Haye Mirushalin, if they were dragging on the ground, Nisulokin, so Salka Daita, right? Salka means to go up. So if they were raised up far above the ground, right? Not normal height off the ground. Mishuchokin, if they were afraid, for Avod, then the Kohen Gadol did his avoda wearing these types of things. Avod also Ksheret, still fine. Lavash Shnei Michnasayim, if you wore two pairs of pants. Shnei Av Natim, two of the belts. Choser achas, or if he was lacking one than he's supposed to, yoser achas, wearing more than he's supposed to, o shahaisalo retia shamakas bisar tachas bigdo, and he had like a bandage or something underneath it, so it's like it's a chetzitza, right? O shahaya metushtoshin, o mekoran, if there was like dirty or if it's ripped, for all that he did the avoda this way, avodas psula. So the avoda is going to be pasul as well. Okay, now you're on the top of Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mirushalim. If we're talking about when they were dragging on the ground, ksherin. That's still kosher. Misulakin, but if it's raised up, then it's going to be pasul. Ay v'hatanya. One second, we learned in a brisa. Mesulakin, when they're raised up, it's ksherim, right? It is kosher. Here, how can you say that the mesulakin is psulin? So amrami bar chama lo kasha. There's not really a contradiction over here. Kan shesilkan ayde avnate. One, when the brisa says when it's good, that's when there was the avnate that was lifting it up. Meaning, really, originally they were the correct amount, just by the way it was belted, that made it go higher, right? Kan b'delais nehu meikara klal. But the other one, when Shmuel said it's possible, that's where they didn't really cover it at all, even without the avnate. Rav amar echad zev echad zev psulin. Rav says in both cases, whether they're being dragging on the ground or being raised up, it's still possible. Ravuna ikla la Argiza, he went to Argiza, Ramale bar ush pizchane. The ushpizin is the innkeeper. So the son of him, it's the bar ush pizchane. Mi amar Shmuel, the Shmuel say mushlam kshem. If it's dragging on the ground, that it's still kosher. Misulakim psulim. But if it's raised up, it's pasul. The hatanya we learned in a brisa. Misulakim ksherin. If it's raised up, it is kosher. So Rav Huna said back to him, Bar Minei Dehahi, don't ask me any questions from this. Why? Dishanya Rami Bar Chama, because Rav Huna already answered up. There's no steer. It only applies that when they were the correct amount, correct height, correct length, whatever it is originally, and then when the Avnei lifted up, that's what he was talking about over there. Ela Rav Kasha. But the Bryce is Shver on Rav, right? Because Rav says that it's possible even when they're dragging. So you can tell me, what does it mean, Mirushalim, that they're dragging, Misulokin al yidei avnet? That means that they're originally dragging, but no, now when you put the avnet, you raised up to a normal length, right? And therefore, it should be good, right? Avnet megas agis, it's like cuts them to the right size. El misulokin kasha. So then the other ones, why would it be if it's misulokin? If it's talking about you're talking about a case where the pants were the right amount and then the avnei raises up, then they should become possible, right? If it's cutting it off. So Amar Rav Zera, yeah, Rav Chada Tani, right? Mirushalin shesilkan ayde avnei kasherin, that if they were raised up by the avnei, that's fine, but if they were above or below the proper correct height for any reason, in that case it would have been pasul. Okay. Omer Rav bi Yirmiya midifti mirushalin shelo silkan tanoihi. Really, the case where it's dragging and the kohen didn't raise them up to the proper amount, it's really a machloikis amongst the tanoim. The tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Al arba kanfois ksuscha, on all four corners of your ksus, your garment, right? So the diag is like this: arba velo shalosh, that it should be on four of them, but not three. If you have a three-cornered beged, that's not chayev. Here we're talking about tzitzis. O ein el arba velo chamesh. Maybe really we could ask that it's four and not five. Because when the pasuk says asher techase bo, that you're going to cover yourself with it. Right, Hare Balas Chamesh Omer. We're talking about a five corner ones is chayiv to do that. Ha mani mekayim arba. Then how am I going to understand when it says arba? Arba below shalosh. Right, it must be that it's four corner garment, but not a three corner garment. Okay, that's the din. That right, we know that a beg, we go out of our way to purposely wear a four corner beged so we can have the privilege, the zechus. Where Menachah says that Hashem gets angry, he takes on people who don't at a time of anger. Hashem people who don't wear tzitzis. You know, right? Okay. Uma Ra'is, so what did you see? The Rabbis Balas Chamesh Lahotzi Balas Shalosh. Why did you include a five corner garment is chayav and a three corner isn't? Marbani Balas Chamesh Sheish Bichlal Chamesh Arba. I did because five has four included within it, right? Motzani Balas Shalosh. I take out a three because Sheim Bichlal Shalosh Arba, because three doesn't by definition include four in it, so therefore it makes sense. If a four is chayev, then obviously the one has that as well should be chayev as well. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah would talk about not trying to get into this whole discussion. So it talks about if you have a five corner garment, you should round off one of them to make it into a four corner garment, and that would avoid a lot of unnecessary questions, a lot of unnecessary issues. Okay, Tanya Idach, we have another braisa. Al arba kanfos ksuscha, on the four corners of your beged. Arba velo shosh, four corners and not three. Arba velo chamish, four and not five. So my lab hakimifli. So really, it sounds like this is the machlokes over here. Demar sover, right? Who holds that the five corner one? Yosir kiman de isedame, that When you have an extra one, it's though it's really there and you can't ignore it. Umar savra kamanda leisadami holds out. It's not really there, right? So therefore, they work out like this. According to the first opinion, if you're dragging this the big day kahuna, it's possible because you can't ignore that extra piece, that extra fabric. But according to the second opinion, no, it's still fine because we view it as if it, right, kamanda leisadami, it's not really there. So for the extra part's not a problem. So that was the hav mina. Lo, that's not it. The kuli amma, everyone holds kimanda isidami. Really, that if you have this extra piece of clothing, the big thing, it's really there. But shiny hocha, but there's a difference. It's different hocha. Why? The Rabbi Rachman Asher Techasibo, because the Torah has an extra riboy and says that the riboy here means to include an additional case. Asher Techasibo comes to teach me that the five corner garment would be chayv as well. I ve'idach, well, the other one who holds that it was that a baguette of five corners is not chayav and tzitzis. Hi, Asher Techasibo, my avile. What's he going to do with this ribui, this extra thing? Smiboy lech d'tanya. He learns it for a different thing. We learned this in the Braisa. Ureisim oso, you should see it. Right? So what does it mean to look and to see it? So, prat l'chasus laila. This comes to exclude a nighttime beged. Oh, ain el prat chasus suma. So maybe reason oso means that someone who can't see it, being a blind person, right? That he's the one who's only able to see the tzitzis. When it tells me now that you're covering yourself, harik susuma omer, right? It's talking about a beged of a blind person. Ha mani mekayim reisim oso prat chasus laila. So it must be that the exclusion over here is a beged worn at night. Right? There's the famous machlokis, the Rosh and the Rambam. We'll finish up and then we'll come back to the machlokis. Why did you include that it is chayev a ksus of beged of a blind person and to exclude a beged of Laila? Again, we'll get to that machlokis right now. What does it mean, a nighttime beged, right? Marbaniksus suma sheyeshna b'riya etzal achirim. No, because even if a blind person is wearing it, others see him, so they're seeing his. Motzian iksus laila, I take out the case that you're not chayav for ksus laila she'ena b'riya etzal achirim, because others don't see it, right? V'idach nafgale me'asher v'idach asher lo dorish. Okay, fine, so that's just working out how to work it out. What's this machlokas? So the Rambam, Hilchos Tzitzis. Hilchos Tzitzis Paragimel Halacha Zayin. The Rambam tells us. Just looking for the line. Shem Yichasibo Belayla. Okay, what different things are made of? Because it made of Rehim Shem Yichasibo Belayla. Maybe you're going to wear this at night. She Ein Zman Chiyu Tzitzis. Nighttime is not the zman. V'nimse oiver alos aseh be'eish she'ein sham mitzvahs aseh. Okay, shechovas hatzitzis b'yom v'lo b'layla. The mitzvah of tzitzis, as the Rambam implies, only during the daytime and not at night. Shenemar re'isim oso b'shas re'iya. Right? V'sumah chayv hatzitzis afal pi she'ein roa achem roin oso. Right? So he quotes the Gemara here that assume is chayv. But according to the Rambam, it's not a question of the type of beged. It's a question of when you're wearing it. So you're wearing your regular ksus, your regular clothing, you're wearing at night. That's not chayv. The machlokas, the rosh, Tosfos, Rashi, and others say no. It's not a question of the time. It's the question of the type of beged. In other words, pajamas, real pajamas, right? So if you have, I don't know, what would be pajamas? You know, I don't know, like the flannel tops and bottoms that match, whatever the PJs are, whatever you're wearing, that beged is by definition a kasus laila, and it's potter even if you're wearing it during the daytime. So that's the famous machloikis as to what exactly is excluded from this. Is it the nighttime or is it the type? Okay, Rosh and the Rambam. Continues the Gemara now. Tan Rabbanan, bad. So bad literally means linen. We'll see. We'll come to the next one. Steindl has a fascinating insight as to where this word derives from. Okay, says the Gemara, bad shihu shel butz, that it should be made of a fine type of linen. Right, that's the first drasha. Bad, the next drasha shihu chadoshim, they have to be new. bad shizurin, that it has to be twisted, right? Several different piles together. Bad, another drasha, shiyu chutan kofel shisha, that the thread has to be folded over six times. Bad, shelo yilbash shelchol imohem, that it has to be by itself. You can't have any weekday clothing while you're wearing the big day kahuna. I understand. You tell me it's fine linen. That makes sense. Ha kamash malan butz in midiachrini lo. Says yeah, it has to be. It's made out of this like type of linen. It's good, but anything else, it's no good. Ela bad shir chadashim. When you're telling me that they has to be brand new, chadashim in shechokin lo. Is that really true? That only if they're new, it's good. But if it's they're frayed out, it can't be. Fatanya mishu chokin kasherim. We have a brisa yud chesam al. It says that if the big day kahuna are already worn out a little bit, they're like frayed, then they're kasherim. It's still fine. So what do you do with that? So Amalei, so Yosef says back, Latamech, meaning we like to say, point out for Rabbi Sobolovsky, that this means you're asking a kasha on me, the same kasha can go back onto your own shita. Latamech, bad, shihu, chutan, kofel, shisha, that has to be folded over six times. Bad, chad, chad, l'chude, mashma. How do you know the word bad means, something that's by itself? Because you're saying your kasha is, it has to be mixed over, has to be combined so many times. So if you look for Ketores, right, when it goes, the Torah lists off the ingredients of the Ketores, you see from here that it means by itself, right? Pasuk, Perek Lamed Yudat, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Dad, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Kach Lecha Samim, Notav Shecheyes Vechel Bana, Samim Levona, Zaka, Bad Bivad Yehiyeh. Each one by itself. So you see that's the mashmos. Bad means to be alone, not to be combined. So it's a kasha back on you. Elohachi ka'amar. Excuse me. Begodim shenemar bahen bad. Any beggar that has the word bad mentioned with it, tzrichim shiyu shabutz. Those have to be fine linen. Chadoshim has to be new. Shizurin has to be twisted together. Shehei chutan kofel shisha. It has to have six over. Yesh behen mitzvah. Yesh mehen la'akev. So you have some of these things are a mitzvah, right? Lichatchila. One of these things are ma'akev. It's if you don't have it, it's no good. So we said this is the word bad. So memai dehai bad. How do you know this word bad is kitanahu? So kitana, right, the Steinsaltz points out, that sounds like, and yeah, I guess it is, the derivation in Aramaic, when you take off the aleph of the word, so kitana becomes cotton, right? That's what it is. How do you know that this bad comes from its flax, right? It's cotton. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Dover ha'oilim in hakarka bad bivad. It had something that grows from the ground by itself, separated, doesn't split, into multiple different stocks, and then the flax that matches it. So Ema Amros, one second, maybe it's wool. No, Amra Miftza. Wool splits. You wouldn't mean Kitana Nami Miftza. Flax would split, would also split. It's not that it's only wool. No, Aide Lakusa Miftza. When you hit it, when you strike it, it does split. That's when you hit it. Wool in contrast, it splits on its own accord. It's naturally, you don't have to hit it to do anything to it. Ravina Amar. Ravina says we learn about differently. Mehocha. Pare pishtim yihu al rosham. Umichnase pishtim yihu al masnehem. Lo yachkaru ba yoza. Right? This is pasuk in Yechezkel. And here you see the pishtim is clearly talking about flax. So Amale Ravashi la Ravina. One second, v'ho ad osi Yechezkel minalan. Meaning, you learned that from a pasuk in Yechezkel. How do they know this before Yechezkel came along and gave over this pasuk? Ulatameich, I have a kasha back on you. Had amrav chizda dover ze mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu midivre Yechezkel ben Buzi lamadnu. Right? We how you learn this out from Moshe? Moshe also has certain things. He learned out from Yechezkel. Kol ben nechar era lei ve'era bosa lo yava el mikdashe b'shar seni. Right, no stranger knows an oral, right, an oral lave or an oral in the skin, right? Machlok is in the Rishon already. What it's talking about over here, but okay, let's just keep going straight. Ad shabol yechezga minolun. So how do they know this until before Yechezel came? So el gemara gemiri lo right? Really, it was really already an oral tradition. We knew this already. So what Yecheskel did was just have a pasuk to pin this to this, you know, oral tradition on. So Hachinam, he says, so too here by Bad being the Pishon Gemara Gemirla, right? It was already a thing, and Yecheskel came along and just gave a pasuk to it. But it wasn't like he was mechadesh it. It was already he was just it's a halacha mefareshes, we'll call it, to use Reb Chaim's lashon. Okay, my lo yachru b'yaza. So the end of the pasuk says you shouldn't literally wear it with yaza. What does that mean? So Rashi says yaza means like in a sweaty place where you know it's not bekavadik. Like we saw the Ramban, this is like malchus. So to sweat in these special clothing, that's not right. Rabbi lo yachru b'makom shemazin. So Rabbi, you shouldn't wear in a place where it's going to like sweat. Kedatanya kishehim choygrin, when they wear it, ein choygrin lo lamato. They don't wear it below the belt, and they don't wear it above their elbows, right? Ella keneged atzile yidehem. They wear it at the little place where their elbows are, with their hands down. So it's like, you know, it's like you're the middle of your stomach. Okay. Let's go to the two dots. Amr Ravashi, Amr li huna barnosan, right? He said to me, Zimna chad, one time have a ka'emna kaime de ig. The Izgador Malka, one time I was by this Persian king, Vahave Madle Li Hem Yanai, right, and my belt was a little bit high, Vesesli Nihale, and he lowered it, he adjusted my belt, Vahamalin, he said to me, quoted a pasuk, Mamlech is Kohanim v'goy Kadosh, you're a Mamlech, you're a nation, a kingdom of Kohanim, you're a holy nation, Ksiv B'chu, it's written about you, right? So therefore, you should really always be dressed in a dignified way. This is what the non-Jewish king is telling him. Ki ase kaime da amema. When I came to amema and I told him what happened, Amali, he said, akaim bach, it was fulfilled with you, what Hashem promised the Navi in Yeshayahu, v'hayu melachim omenayich, that the melachim will, omenayich is to raise you, right? Like Mordechai, the Lashon, he raised Esther, omenayich, that they're going to like foster father you, or you, that was fulfilled because he's giving him a tip. He's this non-Jewish king is giving him, you know, educating him, he's giving him Musar, and he is therefore, it's like he's raising him. In the Chassidish Svarim, they make a lot of connections between the Avnate and the Gartel. I was speaking earlier with Moshe Weinberger, Shlita. We brought Talmidim from Frisch, and he gave a shmooze to them. And I said, you know, the Daf is going to be discussing, you know, the Avnate. You know, what about a Gartel? So he was talking to me that the Indian of a Gartel is to make a separation between the lower half of our body and the upper half of our body, to realize that they are completely distinct. And only when we realize the distinctions between the upper and lower parts of our body and of our personality and of our neshama, so then once we would know the distinctions between them, then we can bind them together and use all of our kochos to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a beautiful thought to end with for today. Mitzvah Hashem, will pick it up by the two dots tomorrow.